take a breath. Let's just take a breath right now as we settle here and connect heart to heart, because in spirit, there is no such thing as separation. We are one. And somehow 2020 is the year of immense changes and moving very quickly. And this week has been intense. Can we relate? And we're finally exhaling, and I feel that something has been lifted up. You know, spiritually, we know that the only thing for certain is what is here, unchanging. But our mind likes to have some certainty. It likes to know where we're going. And boy, did we dance with uncertainty this week. Well, at least now we know. We know there has been a winner, and we have a president-elect and a vice president-elect. And when I saw the vice president elected, my heart said, yes, thank you for equality. Thank you for the little girl that can see, you know, there's hope for me. A woman, I mean, this is monumental, the first time in our country that we elected a woman as a vice president, a woman of color, a woman, the daughter of immigrants. You know, that means a lot. I am an immigrant. I was born in Cuba. I came when I was 6 years old, and this country welcomed me with open arms, and I will forever be grateful. This is the America that I love. So regardless of who you voted for, we are one America. And there's been a lot of tears this weekend, a lot of tears of joy, of possibility, of hope, of what's coming. And there's also been a lot of tears of sadness. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of division. So now is our time to unify. It is our time to see us come together at one table. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited because I have hope for a new dawn. And it is time for us to rise up as a country, as a world. You know, when things are going well, there's not much growth, not much change. But when things are really moved, where our comfort zone is moved, that's when it's time for our growth. They say that the role of the minister is to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comforted. And this year has been a year of immense, immense growth and opportunities. Opportunities to heal, to awaken, and now more than ever, because the shadow has come up in many, many ways. And we have had immense losses in our countries. You know, we're facing a pandemic. We're facing so much. I'm not going to go into there. But now is our time to heal. I will tell you one thing. When I went into lockdown sometime in March, I was actually scheduled to go to New York and speak, and it didn't happen. You know, it was like, okay, all this is happening right now, and this is what I have to adjust to. And I went into a deep meditation. I actually even did a meditation retreat, and spirit spoke to me so clearly. And I heard this. This is the time of renewal, a time of retreat, a time of rebirth. And I knew it wasn't about me, Elizabeth. I knew that it was about the wholeness. It was about the opportunity to rise up, the opportunity to create something new, a world that works for all, a world where we care about the environment, where we care about our all humanity, where we care about equality, about decency, about our values. So this was big. And I came up with an acronym for HEAL, because this is the time of healing. This is the time of reconciliation, the time of unification, the time when we get to really embody our teachings. And the acronym that came to me regarding HEAL is H for holy, holy. It is all God. Think about it. There's no such thing as a separate life. We are all in this together, all God and all here. So we're not fooled by appearances. The moment we recognize this truth, and we recognize this truth by being present, by taking a breath, by seeing beyond the appearances, the moment I see these appearances, then what? The appearances can shift because I shift. Everything is holy. So healing begins with a recognition that it is all God. E for empathy. I know that it's all God, but I can have empathy for those that are acting out, those that are hurting. And yes, there's a lot of people hurting. There's a lot of anger going on right now. And anger, hurt gets misplaced. Discomfort gets displaced. So we can breathe and not take things personally, but begin the process of understanding each other. Understanding is a spiritual quality. Think about it. Understanding. Go beneath. Invite ourselves to dive deeper and deeper. Take a breath and not take anything personally, but find that inner strength within where I can meet whatever arises. A for awareness. We're all in a field of pure beingness, awareness, intelligence. That is the core of our being, our I am, that Christ is our connection to all there is, which is just pure beingness, pure awareness. As Ram Dass would say, I am loving awareness. I am loving awareness. And take a breath with me and repeat those words. I am loving awareness. When we bring this field of awareness, a loving awareness, we can begin to see things differently. We can expand our consciousness. We're no longer seeing things through a limited point of view, through our own conclusions, but we're willing to see things differently. We're willing to talk to each other, to unify. And then last but not least, L for love. Another spiritual power. The greatest healer there is love. The greatest harmonizing power in the entire universe. The reason for all existence is love. And so when we're caught up in here, where all the monkeys are, we take a breath and we come to the heart of wisdom, the heart of truth that's right here. We can even put our hands on our hearts and really touch faces once in a while and say, let me connect to this power. Let me connect to a higher love. Yes, right here. There is more electromagnetic activity here than there is here. Let's connect to this brain that's here. Let's connect to the power of love. Let us shine the light of love into our country and to the world. So I do believe when two or more are gathered, the presence of the living, loving God is amplified. And right now we are a community. Rising up, a community willing to stand on truth, willing to allow this power of love to go forth, willing to dive deeper and deeper and deeper and courageously take that leap in of faith into the unknown, with knowing, absolutely knowing that with God, all things are possible, and it is possible to create a new way of being where no one is left out. Where everyone is included in our table, where we have the courage to meet our own unconscious biases. Because if we want to heal as a country, we have to do the work ourselves. We have to commit to do the work. So I'm asking everyone that is watching today, are you committed to do the work? Are you committed to really, really stand up for truth? And it begins with really, really, really looking inside yourself and really looking at all those conclusions that are no longer serving us, and be willing to let go and do a lot of forgiveness too and begin to talk to each other. I love what you put in the newsletter, Britt, about the pledge of unification. I mean, that is big, from the Braver Angels. I did your course and it is really fabulous. I recommend it highly. How do we talk to each other? And it really is about meeting our own unconscious biases. And then realizing that when we talk to each other, we all want the same thing. We all want to be safe. We all want to be loved. We all want to have enough food in our table. We want health. We want wholeness. We want to be happy. We want the same thing because there's no other. But what we need to meet is those unconscious biases, those things that tell us difference. No. Yes, we have a winner. But I want us to really look a little deeper into what it really means to win. We live, and I'm talking about now, this human experience, this world is a world of contrast. It is a world of right, wrong, a world of duality. And every time there's a winner, somebody loses. So with knowing that, we can be more compassionate with each other. We can really be willing to talk, be willing to listen, be willing to show up there for each other with a lot of compassion and loving kindness. You know, it is time to really embody our teachings. Our Unity teachings are amazing, and the time for our teachings are now. If you're new to Unity, let me tell you, these teachings, that our principles are easy to memorize, but the thing is, how do we practice them? The first one is, there's only one presence and one power in the entire universe, and it is here now. It is within us. The second principle is, that power is in us. It's time to awaken the Christ within, the Buddha nature, the Atma, whatever we want to call it, but here is where our strength is, here is where our power is, and it is here, and it is in you, and it is in everyone. I don't care what your experience was. I don't care how many misfortunes you've had. The point of power is here now. Always this power is available, and absolutely nothing ever sticks to that. So when we dive deeper and deeper within, we can find that it's always here. And that's where peace is. That's where joy is. That's where love is. This is what we're being called to come forth from this presence right here. And then the third Unity principle is really, really important. Thoughts held in mind produce after their kinds. And guess what? It's time to breathe and join with the bigger mind, the mind that loves and doesn't judge, because our surface mind is always going, projecting past into future, fear, worry. We have the power of imagination, but we can go and forth and create this horrible music movie of what could happen. So we begin to observe our thoughts. One of my favorite scriptures is, "Be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind." And we have that power to shift the moment we're aware of, oh, I'm hooked on this thought. Because the moment you're hooked on the thought calls forth the entire family and calls off all the friends, and a whole movie is created, a whole story. But we can always breathe and come back where? Back to our center and notice and ask, is this really true what I'm believing? Because there are infinite possibilities, and I'm just stuck in seeing things through one way. What's a better thought that I can have? What's a better question? Because once you're hooked into the thought of what could happen, oh my God, right away, mind-body connection, our feelings come up, our emotions, our past traumas, and boy, we can go down that rabbit hole. And I'm going to share something with you. I'm going to be really, really authentic here. This week, I went to the doctor, and I went to the doctor because I had gone to the dentist, and my blood pressure was high, really high. And I don't normally don't suffer from high blood pressure. So I went to see the doctor. You know what the doctor told me? Have you tried meditation? Have you tried yoga? I said, well, you know what? I'm a certified yoga teacher, and I teach meditation, yeah. But you know what? I realized and I really remembered what Spirit had told me in that time when I got the message of renewal, reset, retreat. And it said, now is the time to amplify the practice. Spend more time in meditation, more time in the silence, more time in the stillness. And I went, oh boy. So I had to own it. It's not enough to know it. It's not enough to know it. Our fifth unity teacher teaching, I'll go back to the fourth. The fifth unity teacher says, you know what? It's not enough. You have to put it into practice. Put it into practice. You know, it's kind of like you go to the gym and you look at all the equipment. Boy, isn't this beautiful? This is really shiny. Wow, isn't this nice? But no, unless you get that dumbbell and you start doing this, you're not going to have results. If we want to have a different result, we have to be different. So guess what? I started amplifying my meditation. I started doing some yoga, which I had not been practicing. And of course, staying prayed up. See, I'm an empath. I pick up on the energy around me. And I have to remind myself to come back to center, where our power is. It's ironic that we're getting a hurricane here where I'm at. Maybe tonight, tomorrow, there's going to be a hurricane here where I am in Fort Lauderdale. And it reminds me that the center of the hurricane is a place of peace. The eye of the hurricane is here. The winds of change are all around us. The ocean can be very still, or it can be a tsunami. When I know this, I know where I can come and take a breath and rest here now over and over again, where I am renewed, because there are many changes going on right now in our country, in our world, and I don't think it's going to stop. But I believe that all of us signed up to be here on planet Earth during these times of changes to rise up, to renew ourselves, to create a new world where we can anchor heaven on Earth. So I am excited. I am on fire. I am really saying yes to the fire of transformation. I am saying yes to be a presence of healing, a presence of good, a presence of right action. And that means to be authentic, no spiritual bypassing, to roar wherever I am and say, no, I am here, bringing forth the light of truth wherever I am. And know that experiences come and go. We have experiences, but experiences do not need to have us. A new way of being is calling us to our power, calling us to our strength, calling us to be lifted up on the wings of truth. Be an eagle. Yes, it is time for the eagle to rise. It is time. And I'm remembering this quote from our co-founder, Myrtle Fillmore. God in the midst of you is a tower of strength and stability, and you are renewed every moment of the day. Let us renew ourselves over and over again in this truth, and then we can be with anything with radical acceptance, because yes, things come and go, but you know what remains, what is always here, that is the truth. I am loving awareness, so that we're not driven by appearances. We have sense consciousness, but we don't have to totally live our lives according to situations. we can see what is underneath everything by the power of understanding, the awareness where everything is rising in and out, and bringing love to wherever we are. There's an old Jewish story that tells of a rabbi who asked his disciples, "How do you know when the night is giving way and the morning coming?" And one of the followers stood and said, "Teacher, won't you know that night is fading when through the dim light you can see an animal and recognize whether it's a sheep or a dog?" The rabbi said, "No." And another one asked, "Well, won't you know that dawn is coming when you see clearly that and you're able to distinguish a tree and see whether it's a fig or an olive?" And the rabbi said, "No, no. You know that night has passed when you can look at any man and any woman and discern that you are looking at a brother or a sister. Until you can see with that clarity, the night will be with us." That is the clarity that is needed now, to know there is no such thing as other. One humanity, one heart, one love. In Lakech, the Native American saying, "I am another you." No separation, only love. As Jesus said, "Love your neighbor as yourself." Yes, the neighbor that took down your sign. Yes, the neighbor that this, the neighbor than that. Love your neighbor as yourself. Because life is for you, not against you. When I see that I am living in a friendly universe, that everything that happens is for me, then those things that shake me up give me an opportunity to rise up, to say, "Okay, what's this? What's my lesson here? What am I being called to meet? What is needing healing now?" Heal, 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 so we can be in the healing flow, in the flow of wholeness. And wholeness is right here, where there is no other. And I am just excited and so moved to be a part of a community that is committed to equality, committed to rise up. Unity of New York, you are amazing, and you are shining your light to the world. And right now, this community has expanded out to the world. I know that they have a friend in Nepal that is watching too. You know, we are not alone. We are connected. Beings of light everywhere in the planet right now, rising up, cheering us up. It's a new dawn. It's a new era. And we have infinite possibilities. What are you going to be during this? What are you being called to be? Because we all have our roles to play. And if we don't like the story we've had up till now, let it go. Rise up. Create a new story for yourself. What are you going to contribute to this new beginning, this new earth that we're creating, a new paradigm, and we're invited to take the quantum leap. Will you join me taking this quantum leap for the good of all? I love you, Unity of New York. I love you, world. I love you as my very own self, because you are me, no other. Namaste. I behold the divinity in you.
And I hold the divinity in you, Divine One. That was a trunk full of gems and jewels of wisdom that you just shared and imparted to all of us. I'm so grateful that you are a part of this community, that you are a part of planet Earth. I remind everyone often that I have no doubt that we are all here on purpose at this point in time right now. And it is ours to rise up. And so many things that you said, we could talk about for the next hour in conversation. I was thinking of the gospel according to Bob Marley, talking one love. And I do want to tell you, I just got a technical note. But I want to tell you that when you were saying something, it reminded me of our favorite book.
Yes.
Our Byron Katie book. And I opened it. I said, let me see what I opened this to. All the suffering that anybody has ever experienced is in the past. The moment now is a state of grace.
Amen. Amen.
Spirit's amazing. It is time to rise up for everyone to get in the water. And I'm glad that you asked that question and set forth that challenge. And I'm also laughing about, you had already shared with me about the doctor or the dentist or the doctor suggesting meditation for you. I will say that you can meditate. And so right now I'm going to say a tremendously humongous thank you to you for being here today. I already look forward to the next time. And right now is a perfect time for everyone to experience an Elizabeth Longo meditation.
Notice your breath. Bring all your attention to the breath. Simply notice the flow as you inhale and exhale. Life is flowing through you as you. The breath of life is loving and sustaining you. You are taking in life energy, prana, healing energy, pure light. You are safe. You are loved deeply and fully. The entire universe is loving and supporting you in this very moment. You can relax, relax, let go, let go. Let go and let God be God in your life now. Let the world of time and space go for a moment. Let it go and turn your attention within. Breathe again. Take a healing breath, a deep cleansing healing breath. And as you let go and let God. Give all your concerns to God, all your burdens to God. Peace, be still. Let everything be still as you open your mind to the mind of God. Open your heart to the heart of God. You are one with the totality of existence. You are loved deeply and fully. Relax, relax, let go. Relax the face, neck, shoulders, your arms, torso, belly, legs, feet. And scan your body. Notice if there is any pain, discomfort, or tightness anywhere. Notice, breathe. Allow the healing light of God to gently massage that area and bless your body. Be grateful for this human existence. Your body is the temple of the divine. and give yourself permission to go deeper, to dive deep within. You have a body, but you're more than a body. You have thoughts, but you're more than your thoughts. You have feelings, but they too come and go. Who are you? Who are you at the deepest level? What are you? You are an eternal being. You are one with your Creator. Take a breath and give yourself permission to enter the inner sanctuary, a place where you have never been hurt in any shape or form, never been betrayed, where there's only love. You're embraced by the shimmering light of truth. And listen, listen in the silence. You are one in spirit. Let this light that you are go forth. Send your light and love to family, friends, the entire state of New York, our country. Peace, be still. May the healing begin, may love prevail. And the light goes forth, surrounding the entire planet, the universe. And it will always come back where it started, amplified. Now, at the deepest part of your being, listen to the silence. What are you being called to be? What is yours to do? How may you be of service as you awaken to a new way of being? A new world, a world that works for all. With a grateful heart, we begin to come back. Take a breath. And know that you are loved and guided, and you can come back here over and over again. Breathe, gently come back to your body. Feel your feet on the ground. Wiggle your fingers. You may move the head from side to side, stretch. Maybe put your hand on your heart. This is a sign of oneness, of gratitude. Everything you see is God. It is all God. All love. And so it is. Namaste.
Broken down and tired of living life on a merry-go-round, and you can't find the fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out and move mountains. We can work it out and move. And I'll rise like the day, I'll rise up in spite of the ache, I'll rise up, and I'll do it a thousand times again. And I'll rise up high like the waves, I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid, I'll rise up, and I'll do it a thousand times again. Isn't quiet, and it feels like hard to breathe, and I know you feel like dying. But I promise you, we gon' bring the world to its feet and move mountains. Bring it to its feet, move. And I'll rise like today, I'll rise up in spite of the ache, I'll rise up, and I'll do it a thousand times again, for you. Rise up high like the waves, we'll rise up in spite.